Hey, this is Gary Sullivan, and welcome to the At Home with Gary Sullivan podcast. And, well, I'll tell you one thing, price of energy is crazy. I mean, 30% increase in natural gas last year, and again, 30% increase proposed for this year. So we got to talk about some of the biggest energy-wasting habits that we have at home. And Joe Strecker, you've heard Joe's name, and he's the producer of the podcast. And Joe, number one, I guess, do you remember what you used to hear all the time as a kid to save energy? It's like, turn off the
TV.
No, turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights. Yeah, turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights. And, you know, how basic is that? But it is a real big-time energy waster. So, you know, we always hear about energy savings and things like that, and we hear about, solar energy and tankless water heaters. No, those are all great. But today I like to just kind of go over the basics. And as Joe said, you know, turn off the TV. By the way, that is one of them. But also, turn off the lights. You know, it's an obvious energy wasting habit. It's not as bad as it used to be because we made that switch from incandescent lights to compact fluorescent lights to now the LED lights. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But in all honesty, turning off the lights on a regular basis is certainly going to save you some money. And there's different lights now that have timers on them. You can get the smart home system where they'll turn on and off. They can detect motion when you're coming into the home. And I don't know if you need to make a big investment like that, but those options are out there for you. But the basic thing, turn off the lights. And then we're talking about incandescent bulbs. If you still have some, and be real honest with you, I still got a couple of them. They're probably in parts of the home we really don't use that much anymore. Pretty much changed out the can lights to LED bulbs, like in a hallway or in the kitchen area. You know, maybe down in the basement or an upstairs bedroom that isn't used, you still may have some incandescent light bulbs. And the other day we had some, you know, family over and kids were downstairs playing. The lights were on for like, 8 hours. They're having a good time, no big deal. And we cleaned up the next day and I realized those can lights, there's like six of them. They all still had the incandescent floodlights. So change the nose out to LED bulbs. Again, a nice little energy saver for you there. Here's a big one, and that is kind of getting to what Joe just said about TVs. And I'm talking about electronics. Leaving electronics plugged in. Now, you're not going to unplug your refrigerator, but, your computer, cell phones. I mean, there's all kinds of phone chargers, there's all kinds of things plugged in, and those things are using energy, even if they're just sitting there with the cord not even attached to the phone. And one way to do that is to save that energy is having them tied to one of the multi-strip where you can just turn off the whole strip. So maybe if your phone's charged or you use the phone charger that is unplugged and you plug it in next to your bed and you plug it in overnight, but maybe the computers that's charging a laptop and got the computer going and charging an iPad, maybe that's on a strip where you just turn the whole thing off, again, minimizing how much of that energy for our technology that we're just literally wasting. Again, a little bit of a saver. This is a really, really good little tip here, and I've done this myself. In the garage, I had a little refrigerator, and there really wasn't hardly anything ever in it, and it was always plugged in. And I know people, powering empty chest freezers. What a huge waste of money that is. Or in my case, the little refrigerator. And you know what? And during the holidays, you might need that, but probably most of the year, you don't really need it. And finally, I just unplugged it. I opened the door, and it was an older one, too. And older appliances are certainly more energy hogs than the newer ones. And not that I could say my energy bill took a big dip, but I know I'm saving energy just simply by not powering the things that I'm not using. It's the same thing as turn off the lights, right? And then how many times is, I know if you have kids, this happens all the time. If it's just a couple adults in the family, it's probably happened a little bit. And that's browsing the refrigerator. Let's see what do we got in here to eat? You open up the door and You know, you stand there trying to figure out whether you want a pop or a lemonade or what kind of sandwich meat. And the door stays open for a period of time. And literally, I think I read a thing, every year people spend around 10 hours just looking in an open refrigerator, which accounts for 7% of the appliance's total energy use. That's pretty interesting. Just wasted energy. Some of the new refrigerators are really cool. You can actually check the inventory without opening the door. It's printed on a little tablet. So that's kind of cool. But just browsing the refrigerator, just a waste of money. Running the dishwasher half full. Are you guilty of this? Now, this is something I think we can all kind of take a look and say, well, it's my money. I'm going to kind of spend it the way I want. Here's a little thing. Running a dishwasher daily. You know what that costs about? Cost about $100 a year. And probably about 6-7 years ago, it was like $60 a year. So you can see where the increase is coming because electricity's went up also. But you might just ask yourself, does it really need to be run every day? Certainly if you have kids and you got a full house of people, yes. If you don't have a full house of people, probably not. You could probably do them by hand. And you say, no. That $100 is well worth it to spend it every year. And that's fine. That's fine. But maybe it doesn't have to run every day. Maybe you can skip a day here and there. Thermostat, that's always worth kind of taking a look at. We waste an awful lot of energy on thermostats, whether it's for the furnace. How about water heaters? They're set at sometimes 140 degrees, literally by default. Department of Energy recommends 120 degrees for energy efficiency. And that there can cut your energy bill 3-5% for every 10 degrees you lower the thermostat. And if you're going to be gone for a while, there is a energy saving setting. There is a vacation setting. And that might be something you certainly want to do to save a little bit of money on the water heater. And it's a lot less expensive than maybe a tankless water heater, though I do love those. And they will save you energy. That is, if you keep consuming the same amount of water. I asked somebody, how much money can you save if it's a tankless water heater? The person told me, he said, well, really what we're finding is it's saving money, but people use more hot water. They take longer showers. Guess why? Yeah, you don't run out of hot water, so we use more water. But if we just throttle that thermostat back a little bit, could be an answer to saving a little bit more money. Programmable thermostats, now, we've made a big jump. You know, we got the Nest thermostats where you program with your phone, by the way, which are really easy, not difficult at all. The programmable thermostats that are on the wall, you may have one, those are a pain. And it wasn't long, but just a couple of years ago, I think the average programmable thermostat in a home, 75% of them weren't programmed. I don't care if you have a Nest thermostat or whether you have a regular thermostat. If you really just throttle that back. So here's an example. Let's say you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you go to work. You're gone for 10 hours. You know, by the time you drive to work or maybe you work at home, then it's a little different when you're going to set it back. But if you can set it back when you're sleeping for 8 hours or when you go to work for 8 hours, and for every degree that is set back, the heat is set back for every degree and for every hour, it's a 1% savings. So if you set that back for 10 hours and you go from 72 to 62 and throw an extra quilt on the bed, 10% savings. That's significant. So if you don't have a programmable thermostat, I think most of us do, do it manually. If you do have a programmable thermostat on the wall, take the time to figure out how to make that thing work. If you have one like a Nest and it's on your phone, you're probably a techo geek and you got it set back already. So congratulations, but there's a good savings there. And one of another really basic thing, and we preach about this a lot, and that is changing the air filters on the furnace. You know, the flat panel filters, you know, every 30 days, the pleated ones, and I don't care if it's a high allergen one or just a pleated one, usually about 90 days. During the holidays, you might even take a look at it after 60 days. More home traffic stirs up more dust. Filters get dirtier faster. Here's why. If that furnace is operating and creating heat and then blowing the heat throughout the home, dirty filters diminish the amount of heat that's thrown into the home, taking it longer to satisfy the thermostat. Bottom line, a dirty filter will actually make that furnace run longer, costing you more money. So a couple very essential ways. Those are kind of the top 10 things that I picked out, though. I'll throw one more in. And we all know about weather stripping and sealing up the doors and everything. Just the other day, I was at one of my kids' house, and he was complaining that the door doesn't sit in the jamb very well. It kind of gets stuck. And I looked at it, and I said, well, goodness gracious, look at the bottom of this. You got a nice big gap, hardly hitting the weather stripping up here. You have no gap. We open up the door. I said, why don't you see if these hinge screws are loose? And he tightened up all the hinge screws. We close the door. Nice, tight fit, resting well on the weather stripping. So not only was it an inconvenience that the door didn't work well, but you're wasting energy because of the gap at the bottom. All right, those are some tips that can help you save a little money. And Joe, what do you want to do?
Turn off the lights.
Thank you, man.